to a house in Preston. We see police arrested. What you heard there was a little taste from some of the Aussie nominees for the 58th Annual Grammy Awards. The list came out overnight. Courtney Barnett is up for Best New Artist. Tame Impala have been nominated for Best Alternative Album, and both Hiatus Kiyoshi, I think I've got that right, and Keith Urban, I'm so not hip enough, are in the mix as well, although it isn't their first time, and Keith's even won a couple already. Tim Shields is an electronic musician and Double J host who knows a whole lot more about music than me. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Talk us through the nominees. Courtney Barnett, who was on RN Drive in the drawing room earlier this year, so I do know all about her. It's been a really big year for her, hasn't it?
Well, Courtney's one of those artists where, you know, she's really done it all herself. She's truly independent, self-managed, all that stuff. And so she's one of those artists where, you know, she gets nominated for a Grammy and everybody's going to want to claim her. I think all of the tweets I've seen today saying, oh, well, actually, Courtney first was on my radio show. Well, actually, I had her in for an interview before anyone else did. And she's just one of those artists that everyone
wants to claim. Yeah. I discovered her.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's incredible to see an artist who really is so independent, fiercely independent-minded, be recognised through such a, you know, essentially really mainstream avenue, the Grammys.
I'm actually really fascinated by how she's managed to do this. I mean, she's a great musician, but there have been other great musicians who haven't cut through like this. What's her secret? How did she manage it?
If I knew that, it'd be me Courtney Barnett nominated for Best New Artist. I mean, to some degree, there's an element of luck and of rolling the dice that, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of worthy independent musicians or otherwise all around the world at any time. Why Courtney Barnett? There is something really special about her songwriting, something really kind of true and raw about the way that she speaks and even the way she kind of talks about herself and her career, which I think really resonates with people. So, you know, it's the right time for her.
And now you've got quite a close relationship with another Australian Grammy Award winner, Gautier. Tell us about that.
Wally and I have known each other for way too long, really. We met in university and we've been close mates for ages. And then I joined his band sort of just before all of the craziness happened with somebody that I used to know, which led to some pretty surreal situations for us, touring around the world for the best part of a year. And then landed him a couple of Grammys, which at the time was just kind of difficult to process. It was a pretty surreal thing, especially because, like Courtney, Wally from Gautier is a similarly independent-minded artist.
What are the parallels between those two?
I think it's that. I think, you know, both of them really have kind of come up through first Melbourne's local music scene and then the Australian music scene with this kind of very focused, kind of independent-minded outset, which is pretty rare for an artist like that to kind of to get up to the top echelons.
And just before I let you go, Perth band Tame Impala have been pretty successful for quite a while now, but they're doing well to be nominated in the same category as Bjork, right?
I think so, although I did read somewhere that their album actually sold more copies in the States in the last 12 months than Bjork, which is pretty amazing. It's in fact the second time they've been nominated in that category. They lost last year. They might be able to pull it out this year, I don't know.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I think actually the thing with Bjork, I think, is that she's had such a long career and she's regarded as such a critical darling and such an important figure now in just music in general. I think it could be one of those occasions where she kind of gets the nod as more of an acknowledgement of her whole career. I know that they don't like to say that that's what happens on the Grammys, but you do see it happen sometimes. So I think maybe coming up against her as she's in the middle of this giant resurgence could be a bit tricky for Tame Impala.
Tim, thank you so much for stepping in.
Thank you.
And that's Tim Shields. He's an electronic musician and Double J host, filling us in on Australia's Grammy-nominated artists. If they are successful next February, they'll join the ranks of such Aussie legends like AC/DC, Kylie Minogue, Olivia Newton-John, my personal favourite, the Bee Gees, Men at Work, and Gautier, and Keith Urban. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis.